Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What survival skills would you learn if you lost 12 family members and close friends within a period of 5 years? Lori Eklund Long is an emergency specialist with over a decade of experience as an author and national speaker. Lori provides a wealth of information relating to surviving natural disasters, terminal illness, family loss, and elder issues. During her loss and through experiences related to 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina, she began to investigate a variety of ways for individuals and businesses to face their losses and recover quickly. We pause to remind you at the beginning of our program, the reason we have the Good Life radio show is to bring you closer and closer to Christ. Even in the midst of emergencies, there's always hope in Jesus. No matter what you're going through, you know, the Lord loves you so much. Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross, dear friend, to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, today, dear one, he calls you to himself. Would you come to Christ? Would you open your heart to Jesus? I hope so. That's what we pray for. That's our hope. That's our prayer. Dear friend, are you prepared? Are you prepared, yes, not only for eternity, but are you prepared now? You know, Lori Eklund Long, she can help you prepare. Lori is the author of the book, My Life in a Box. She'll talk about that. Lori has 2 children and 5 grandchildren. She joins us from Fresno, California. Lori, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny. Glad to be a part of this.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Fresno, California, where I am now. And my grandchildren are 6th generation being raised here. So my family roots are pretty deep.
What was it like growing up in Fresno?
It was pretty awesome. It was one of those towns where there's a lot of farming going on around us, and so getting fresh fruit and vegetables all the time was super. The only downside, it was in the hundreds in the summer, and we all learned how to walk barefoot on the pavement, and but it was a great place to grow up. It was kind of like watching Father Knows Best and the Donna Reed Show. Everybody left their front doors unlocked, and everybody knew all the neighbors, and we'd have parties in the streets during the summer, and it was a good place.
You glossed over it when you made the statement, you learned to walk on the pavement barefoot.
Yeah.
Well, describe that. I'm just thinking about blisters. I'm thinking about...
Oh, yeah. You know, but, you know, like in Hawaii,
feet.
You learn to adapt and you get calluses on your feet.
It's almost like you have your own layer of your own soles of shoes.
Absolutely.
That is part of your foot, right? The skin, the
absolutely.
Calluses.
Yeah.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, there was a man in 1963, so that kind of dates me. My mom and dad took me to hear him at a civic center in downtown Fresno, and his name was David Wilkerson. And at the time, he was a skinny preacher from New York, and he worked in Harlem with the gangs. And I listened to his story and later bought his book, Crossing the Switchblade. And he stood up in front of all of us. There were probably 500 or 600 people. But at one point, he pointed out into the audience, and I know he was pointing at this chubby little 12-year-old girl, me, and he said, "If you were the only person on this planet, Jesus still would have come and died for you." And that absolutely took my breath away. And when he gave the invitation to come forward and accept Jesus, I went forward. And the joy was that he came down and he held my hand and he walked me behind the stage and we sat in these old, really broken down metal chairs. And David Wilkerson talked to me about Jesus and led me to the Lord. Wow. And when we were done, he looked at me and he says, "You know what? You may not believe it now, but God's going to have a real special calling on your life and you're going to do some amazing things." Hmm. And it's come to pass, but at 12 years old, I thought he was nuts. But that really impacted me. So
well,
that
I think
was the
of
start.
David Wilkerson, it's hard to think about them without him, without the name Nikki Cruz coming
up. Oh, absolutely.
As yep. well.
And Nikki Cruz moved to Fresno a few years later after he had come to the Lord and got to Bible school and started his own ministry, and I got to meet him and know him, and he has had quite an impact. Both of them have had quite an impact on our little community here in Fresno.
Lori, how has your relationship with Christ made a difference in your life?
Well, from that point, when I was 12 and a half, to now, the biggest change happened when I was 3 days before I graduated from high school, because we didn't have a lot of follow-up with kids after they would accept Christ. And so I went to church with my mom and dad, and they were fairly new Christians too, and we went to a Presbyterian church. But I went every Sunday, and I thought that I had to do it myself and keep in good standings with the Lord. Nobody ever told me that my salvation was a done deal. And so I jokingly say I knew I had my fire insurance, but something happened 3 days before, 2 days before I graduated from high school, and two of my friends were in a car accident, and one of them died, and the other one lived, but she lost part of her liver and had lots of months of recovery. And one of my best friends looked at me that day, and she says, "You know, if that would have been you and me in the car, Would anyone have known that we were Christians?" And it really hit me hard, and I thought, you know, I need to dig deeper. And so I started challenging the Lord and asking him to prove himself to me. And the following year, I went to a Christian camp over at the coast. It's called Mount Hermon. And I worked there all summer in the soda fountain. And all summer, I heard people talking about their faith in God, and I saw missionaries and how they raised their support and what they did. And I was so amazed at how deep their faith was, because I didn't have deep faith. I didn't trust anybody. I kind of trusted God that he was telling me the truth, that if I died, I'd make it to heaven. But that summer, standing on one of the bridges at Mount Hermon, one evening, I just said, "Okay, Lord, if you can use me, just don't make me ask people for money, but I'll go anywhere you want me to go, and I'll do anything you want me to do." And that was the start of probably one of the biggest adventures of my life, because the next year I was in Hawaii working with the Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy, and at the same time I was offered a position at Kamehameha School. In the Christian Education Department. And just within a year, the Lord just turned my entire life upside down and right back up and started showing me his power and what he could do, and took a 20-year-old kid and really started investing in my life and using the gifts and talents that I had in a totally different culture than I had ever lived in.
What did you learn to appreciate in Hawaii?
Well, number one, the weather was wonderful. And I lived right in Waikiki for a year and a half, which was kind of crazy now that I look back at it. But God brought these wonderful young people from Kamehameha School into my life, and they taught me how to relax. They taught me how to ride an outrigger, and they taught me how to eat pickle mango and crack seed. And they showed me the simplicity of life that I had never experienced, and unconditional love. I have a couple of Hanai families still there that I love very much. But Hawaii was a major turning point. I call it boot camp for the rest of my life, because during the time that I was at Kamehameha School and at the Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy, I had every aspect of my life tested. And my faith tested, and God never once let me down.
Lori, you've written a book, My Life in a Box. Mm-hmm. It speaks about survival skills, but you're talking about, well, I guess it's one of those things where you really need to describe what it is, because I think someone just listening may be somewhat puzzled by the title of it, but so practical. I'm challenged, pleasantly challenged by it, and I know that the challenge is with care. The challenge is with your care enough to put something together so practical that could help someone in disaster recover. And recover quickly. When we come back from our break, Lori Eklund Long will explain what she means and why she chose that title, My Life in a Box. But you've got to stand by and stick with us to hear what she has to say. An emergency, some kind of disaster. This relates to businesses. This relates to us in our personal lives, as well as corporate lives. When we come back, Lori Eklund Long will explain. You want to find out more about My Life in a Box? Well, there you have it. That's not only the title of the book, that's the website, mylifeinabox.com. You can find out more information about Lori, her book, and when we come back, she'll share with us herself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Corey Eklund Long created an emergency preparedness plan that allows people to build an emergency toolbox so that within minutes of a home fire or disaster, they can leave their home with everything they need to rebuild their life. Lori Eklund Long is with us today. You can find out more about her and about her new book, My Life in a Toolbox, at mylifeinatoolbox.com. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to catch this program in its entirety, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this whole thing as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lori, how did you come up with the title of your book? You know what? Let's step back. What happened in those 5 years that inspired the ideas that emerge in this book?
Well, good question. Just a little background. I had been married and had two kids, and we were just trudging through life like normal people with teenagers, and something happened in my 40s that I wasn't prepared for, and I started losing family members, and my two best friends both died. And I realized that I didn't have the tools to deal with not just the grief, because the grief was horrible. And I'm not talking about just distant relatives. This was immediate family. And the worst one, the hardest one, was my dad, because he was my business partner, and we were together every day. And the day after Father's Day, he was sitting at his computer, got a pressure in his chest, got up to go lay down, and Jesus took him. And so I found that I was keeping a journal. At the point that I was at in that time of my life, I was working for an educational publisher, and so keeping journals and writing and things like that was normal. But I kept this journal on all of the things that were happening in our lives and the people we were losing. And there was a pattern, and I saw that the pattern was we had to find documents. And we had to go through storage sheds and cupboards and closets and desks to locate documents for each of these people that passed away. And that's what I realized was happening, is that we had to put together Dad's funeral in less than 48 hours. And it was like planning a wedding, only not a lot of joy came out of it. So I wrote the first little booklet. It's called The Next 48 Hours. And actually, I've just brought that back to life, so it's on my other website, aglpub.com. And it tells about the 48 hours after someone passes and what you need to do to prepare. You need the documents. You need them in one place. You have to have all of their vital statistics of who they are. You have to have a list of the doctors and the pastor and all of the legal people they work with. And you have to pull it together in order to have a successful funeral and burial and all of that stuff. And that little booklet was not a New York Times bestseller, but it was picked up by Focus on the Family for a couple of years, and thousands of people found it really worthwhile. Well, then, after Hurricane Katrina happened, I noticed all of the people leaving New Orleans by bus in any way they could get out of there. And so few of them had any documents with them that it took them up to years to be able to prove who they were and what they owned. And so it was very similar to when my dad and my other family members passed away. We needed to find documents. We needed to prove who those people were and owned. And so I started taking classes on emergency services, joined the local Fresno Citizen Corps and CERT, which is Community Emergency Response Team, and found out that people were not prepared for either personal loss or natural or man-made disasters. And so after selling the next 48 hours book, I thought, you know, this kind of goes, it dovetails into the emergency preparedness. And one of the local pastors here in Fresno called me one day and he says, can you come talk to our seniors? We're having a luncheon for them to honor them. And I want you to talk to them. And I said, about the next 48 hours? And he goes, oh, good grief, no. Tell them how to get their life in a box, how to get their documents together. And I said, okay. And all of a sudden, there's the title of the next book,
wow.
My Life in a Box. Mm. And it's all based around pulling together all your personal, legal, and financial documents into one folder that you can take in case of an emergency. And I have four questions that I ask. And the first one is, if your house is on fire, can you leave your home with everything that you need to relocate permanently? And most people can say, absolutely not. But if you get those documents together, and I have the list of them in my book, and put them in one place, you can be prepared for just about anything. Then the second question I ask is, if you're in an accident, does anybody close to you know where your personal, legal, and financial documents are in one place? And most of them say no. Then the third one, and it's key, but nobody likes to talk about it. If you pass away, does anybody know your end of life wishes? And there's a form in the book that lets you put that all down so that somebody can know what you wish for your end of life request. And then last but not least, if the power goes off and a hurricane's coming and you got a shelter in place, do you have enough food, water, and supplies and tools to live in your home for a week with the power off? And so God gave me all of that and to put in this book, and then I put a chapter called The Next 48 Hours that deals specifically with personal loss. But those two dovetail together so well that 9 years ago, I got a phone call, and the lady was really nice, but she spoke in acronyms. And she says, I'm so-and-so with the NGB, and the ANG and the ARNG are having a bulk order, and can we use your book? And I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you sound like an American, but what did you just say? And she said, oh, I'm from the National Guard Bureau, and the Army National Guard and the Air National Guard are having a chance to purchase materials at the end of our fiscal year, and we would like to offer your book to them. And I just thought it was the local National Guard because I worked with them. And she says, no, this is the all around the world.
Wow.
And within 6 weeks, the family services for the Air and the Army National Guard bought 34,000 books. And that just sent me on a whole new learning curve. I have had an absolute blessing working with the National Guard for the last 9 years, training their people, getting to meet their families, and the National Guard in Hawaii is currently using My Life in a Box with their families. So one little thing that I didn't mention is I was absolutely not in a good point, in a good place financially before that phone call came. And the Lord told me in no uncertain terms, as clear as he could, I want you to go on a 40-day fast, and I want you to give up your company. I want you to give up all your ideas, and I want you to give up your book. And just stop and let me be CEO of your company. Well, I don't go on a fast for 40 days. That's just not my temperament. And anybody that knows me knows that I really like to eat. But he led me on a fast that I could live with and deal with. And when I would get hungry, he'd tell me what to eat. And I would eat vegetables or fruit or drink juice. And then I'd say, now what? Now what do you want me to do? I can't do marketing. I can't do any workshops. I can't do anything. What do you want me to do? And he says, go weed your yard. Go outside. Enjoy the outside. Go for a walk. And at the end of those 40 days, I had really committed my business, my life, my finances to the Lord. And then out of nowhere, the National Guard calls. Oh.
So you were in financial distress, and then the Lord led you to the fast. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't overnight that this phone call came. The Lord was working in your heart within...
Absolutely.
Within your character, developing things inside you to prepare you for this.
Yes, because of a huge thing. I had a dad who wanted me to be successful, and he didn't have a son. And so my whole entire life, he kept saying, come on, you can do it. Okay, let's try this. And from being a little girl all the way up until I was 46 years old, he kept saying, why don't you try this? You'd be great at this. And I worked with him. We had an educational game company. I was involved in our international trade organization and invited to take the chairs to become president of the trade organization. And if I would have accepted, I would have been the third woman in the 85-year history of the organization to become president. And that was one of my goals. And one night, very quietly, God said, you don't need that. And at one of the big meetings that I went to chair back in Washington, D.C., I had an amazing time. I had people waiting on me hand and foot. I saw the power. I saw the glory. I saw the experience of being in charge. And when I came home, Dad met me at the airport, and he said, so how'd it go? And I said, Dad, it was revolutionary. I slept in the Washington Hotel where they brought President Lincoln after he had been shot. I ate in restaurants where we had senators and assemblymen all over the place. And then God says I didn't need it. And I think he's right.
Wow.
I don't need that kind of power in my life. And Dad says, oh, praise God. He says it took me till I was almost 60 to find that out.
Mm.
And you're only 46. Well, 2 months later, my dad died. And God used that time to get me prepared, and I could see all the things that he's been doing for all these years to direct my path if I was willing to let him do it. And so Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is valuable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Entrusting the Lord with all your heart, not just part of it. Don't rely on your own understanding, which goes totally against corporate America. In all your ways, not just a few, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
Well, check out the website aglpub.com. Find out more about Lori Eklund Long and some other authors as well, aglpub.com, The Next 48 Hours, and My Life in a Box. When we come back from our break, someone might be thinking or saying, hey, look, I've got my documents in my safety deposit box. Yeah, someone might say my family documents. I've got them all in place. When we come back, well, okay, I think that's a good thing. But maybe there's more to think about, seriously, than just having it there. Why? Well, Lori Eklund Long, she'll explain. And when she explains, well, I think the question mark will turn into an answer. When we come back, more from Lori Eklund Long. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
As part of a family business, Lori Eklund Long realized that when a company faces a natural disaster, fire, vandalism, and other emergencies, it's vital to have a recovery plan in place. Do you have a recovery plan in place? Do I? Do you have your documents in order? Are they easily accessible? Before our break, I prompted with the thought, the question, the inquiry. But Danny, I have my documents in my safety deposit box. Isn't that good enough? Well, you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Lori Eklund Long is the author of the book, My Life in a Box, and also the book, The Next 48 Hours. She's with us today from Fresno, California. Find out more about her and her business at aglpub.com. Lori, someone says that. Look, I've got my documents in a safety deposit box. Is that enough? I hear you chuckling.
Yeah, that's one of my scariest thoughts. I work with people all over the country, and if you live in a hurricane, tornado, or flood zone, you have to ask the question, is the bank going to be there where the safe deposit box is? And number two, if it's a major challenge and a major disaster, is the manager going to be there to open the door? So I encourage people that if they have a safe deposit box, to make sure that they know that there's not tons and tons of things in there that they're going to want to get out if Armageddon hits, you know? That's a hard thing to confront, because it's been a safe place for a lot of people over the years. And I give people suggestions, and then I let them make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm. What's in the box, Lori?
In my box that I encourage people to build, and I call it emergency toolbox now, because that helps people understand, because a lot of people have tools in their home and a toolbox in the garage or a drawer, and they most everybody knows how to use a screwdriver and a wire stripper or whatever, a hammer, but we don't use them every day, but we know where they are and we know how to use them. So my emergency toolbox for me has everything in it that I need to use to be able to prove who I am and what I own. There are three lists. There are three forms in the book that you fill out with all your personal information, your end-of-life information, and your contacts. That's one file. Another file is real estate. Another file is financial things, details about your IRA or your bank account. And property, any property that you own, you need to have some proof of that. Because the people that left New Orleans, most of them thought they were going to come right home. And when they went back, there was nothing except a vacant lot. And they had to prove who they are and what they owned. And they didn't have any of those documents. Now, with technology the way that it is, most of the time you can recover those documents within months, sometimes within weeks. But if there's a major disaster like a hurricane, tornado, or flood, or tsunami, everyone is going to be under stress, and the insurance companies are going to take some time to get that information to you.
And
the other
happens?
Thing that's in there is your end-of-life wishes, and those are vital, and nobody likes to talk about it. So I just say, think about it. Get those in chapter two of my book, My Life in a Box. It details out every single thing you need to put in your folder, mm-hmm. and then how to protect it, how to either send a copy to a friend, to a family member or a friend by thumb drive, or keep the file in a kind of a fire resistant box in your home. But do something that you're comfortable with so that you have everything in place. And then tell somebody about it. Like, my daughter knows where everything is. Mm-hmm. And she has a copy of all my documents. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is have a page with all of your passwords for all of your accounts, so people aren't trying to look for Post-it notes with passwords on it.
Now, that
and that,
be a very
that brings
sensitive...
up another subject of identity theft. But
exactly, exactly.
I've experienced identity theft 6 times. And I've survived it, I've gotten through it, and I would much rather have a document somewhere in my possession, whether it's on the internet or on the computer or in my pocket, that I have all of those passwords just on one piece of paper coded so that I can have access to it, and then my children can have access to it if they need it.
Someone might ask, well, how do you know? I mean, really, this seems so esoteric. But how do you know in that instance? You know, like you chose your daughter. Obviously, there's the highest level of trust that's there.
Mm-hmm.
What about someone who doesn't even have that one person? They're puzzled when maybe it's a scary revelation for them that, well, who do I give it to? What would you say to someone in that situation?
Well, I have a friend on Oahu who's never been married and owns a lot of property, and he asked me the same question. We've been friends for 48 years. And he says, who do I go to? He says, I don't know anybody here. And he picked a friend of his in Colorado, and he has printed up all of his documents and sent that person all of the information because he trusts him. And then he made a copy and put it in an envelope and put it in his underwear drawer. And by doing that, he is secure that he has that covered. And one of his neighbors knows where his extra key is in case he were to pass out and go away. You know, it's a tough thing, and it's a real tough call for single people. They need to find somebody that they can trust and give that information to. And if nothing else, they need to have a living trust if they're in an area where they're required to have a living trust and a will. And the attorney can provide someone to do that. And I know some attorneys that have a whole safe deposit box in their office full of spare keys and thumb drives with details on it of other people, for other people that are single.
What about someone who says, look, I don't have a safety deposit box, at the bank because of what mm-hmm. you say. I have a safe in my house.
Right.
So, you know, doesn't that take care of things?
Well, it does, unless in Hawaii there's a hurricane and your house isn't there anymore. So one of the things that I've done for myself, because I travel a lot, is I've scanned all of my documents and I've put them on a password-protected flash drive, a thumb drive, and it goes with me everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. And if I lose that, I know how to change all the passwords quickly if someone got into it. And it's password-protected. I know that doesn't say much for technology today because there are so many brilliant people out there. But I've been doing this now for 9 years, and it's worked. And when I go visit my kids in Texas, I can use their computer and pull up any documents I want on that flash drive. Now, so that's just one of the ways.
You're a national speaker, Lori. There's a motivational component to it. Someone hearing today might be thinking, that is a great idea. I've got to do that. I'm going to do that. I intend to do that. But a day goes by, a week goes by, maybe a year goes by. There's this word called procrastination that we all know about. Some of us know of it better than others through experience. But how big of an issue is procrastination when it comes to something so important like this?
Well, it's such a big issue that the second week of March is National Procrastination Week. And
it's validated
we all do
by
it.
The government, right?
Yeah, the government said it, or somebody did. There's a week for everything, you know.
Yeah, right.
I found out yesterday was Grandmother's Day, and I didn't even hear from my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to get sidetracked.
Come on, but, grandkids.
Yeah.
Contact Grandma here.
Oh, they're little. They don't know.
Okay.
But National Procrastination Week just shows us that everybody does it. So what I encourage people to do is to take their calendar and put get started, and then set your timer on your stove or whatever, or on your cell phone for 5 minutes, and get my book out and chapter 2 with the list. And see how much you can do in 5 minutes. And just by getting started, it's overwhelming, but it gets done. Mm-hmm. And I have heard from people all over the country that said, your kitchen timer thing was a godsend for me because mm-hmm. I was able to set the kitchen timer
okay. And
it worked. Took a few weeks, you know. Sometimes it takes a couple months if you can't find the documents and you have to go through desks and storage areas and whatever.
Well, I guess it's true, isn't it? The scaling of a mountain takes that first step.
Yeah, and one step at a time.
This is an instance mm-hmm. of that. When we come back, you know, employees experience death or accidents within their family. A whole company may suffer through absenteeism if that employee is unprepared. I mean, there's a chain reaction, a domino effect that can go on. When we come back, more from Lori Eklund Long about the information in her book, My Life in a Box. How does it relate to businesses? And hey, wouldn't you like to get the same material the U.S. military has invested in for over 100,000 of their families to help them be prepared for any catastrophe? Lori Eklund Long, My Life in a Box. She's sharing with us, hey, she's sharing graciously, generously, and there's more to come in our last segment when we come back. Stay with us. More from Lori Eklund Long.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun.
Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It's true. You know, we need to be reminded about important things in our lives. You know, life goes by so quick. And we live very, very many times, we live very distracted lives, doing the next thing, but we don't take care of the most important things. And we've been talking about disasters. We've been talking about, being prepared for catastrophes. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with, my guest today, Lori Eklund Long from Fresno, California. She's joining us today, and you can find out more about her at aglpub.com. We talk about catastrophes, yes. We talk about disasters. We talk about sudden ending of our lives. It reminds me about the importance of the urgency of the gospel, the urgency of reminding you that tomorrow is not a guarantee. This is not to be morbid, not to be depressing, but just to be aware that our life, according to the book of James, the New Testament book of James, that our life is like a vapor. James writes about, you know, we say we're going to go to this and that city. We're going to conduct business here. We're going to make money. But none of us knows what tomorrow will bring. None of us. What is your relationship like with God? What will life be like when that time comes for you? I believe this is a important moment to open your heart to Christ, and to Christ who loves you, who died for you, who shed his blood on the cross for you and rose again on the third day. Of course, he's buried, rose again on the third day. Have you opened your heart to Christ? Have you received Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Well, I encourage you to do that. I urge you to do that. Don't wait. We talk about procrastination. Don't wait. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got some information for you there. Or contact me, Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lori, going back to my life in a box, how big should this box be?
The size of a steamer truck. you know, I just use a little 8.5 by 11 expandable vinyl file box.
You
don't need to put
that under your arm.
You don't have to put your whole mortgage papers, all your mortgage papers that are an inch thick in there. You just need to put a document that shows what you own. And some people are very content with that. Other people want to put everything but the kitchen sink in there, and they don't need to. I go into more detail about how easy it is to do this. You know, a birth certificate is only 8.5 by 11. My birth certificate is 5 by 7 because it was so old. But it's just finding a way to put those documents in, locate them first, and then put them in order. I encourage people, they can make photocopies of the forms and send them to their family, because they need to know what their family wants. And one lady, she said that she made copies of the three forms in my book, and she sent them to her whole family for Christmas in their Christmas card and said, just fill them out, send them back to me, and I'll be the family historian. Mm-hmm. And that was really beneficial. But going back to not knowing when we're going to go, I've been working with military families for 9 years, and a lot of times they're not believers. And so I have to weigh some of my words. But the one thing that I say is, the day that you're born, God sets a big kitchen timer in the sky, and only he knows when it's going to go off. So you better be prepared, because that kitchen timer in the sky is when God has decided it's your time. And that really hits a lot of people, because coming up in the ranks the way I have in corporate America, I really thought I was invincible until I saw my dad, who was only 74. He was still healthy to me, and I saw him go down so fast, he didn't even know what hit him. So we have to take a look at all of that, and we have to be ready whenever, and then not get depressed about it, but get your stuff in order, have everything in place, and then be prepared in your heart and also in your finances and in your My Life in a Box file, you know, when the time comes.
Now, I watched a video of you that I saw on through your website, and you had a bag. It was an interview that it looked like a news-type interview.
Yes, it was on 9/11, and it was on KTLA, Fox News, out of Hollywood, and they asked me to be their emergency specialist for the day. And it was quite an exciting adventure, because it was 5 minutes long, which for TV on a news channel, that's a long time.
Right.
I got to speak to 3 million people. I had my getaway bag, and I explained that that's vital for every member of the family, and it's a 3 to 4 day survival kit with all of your toiletries and medication and snacks and clothing, change of clothing, and always, 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 even if you live in Hawaii, have a sweatshirt in the bottom of the bag. And everybody in the family needs to make one, including grandma, grandpa, and the dog and cat. And mom does not need to carry all the bags out. Everybody needs to, you know, if Tutu and Tutu Connie are in the house, then they need a rolling bag. Then everybody needs to be able to carry their own out. They need to carry their own bag out. So that's what that was about.
What surprised me, Lori,
yeah,
was the bag wasn't very big. It looked like, in a quick glance as I watched it, it looked like a satchel. You know, it was like a, you know.
It was a rolling backpack.
Okay.
And I still have it. And you don't need a whole lot to survive for 3 days, except if you're on an island in Hawaii and you have to depart and go to a Red Cross center or a hurricane center, you need to have some water with you and sleeping bag or something, because I've been involved with first responders there in Hawaii, and people need to bring their own water and snacks if they're going to be hunkering down in a hurricane center.
Now, you talked
or
about
tsunami center.
You talked about, I mentioned this, but as part of what you've written, you talk about employees experiencing an accident or a death within their family, and how that could potentially stop the functioning of a company. Describe
absolutely.
That.
I've been really excited the last few years to work with the Kaiser Hospitals in Central California and our Caltrans, which is our transportation for the state, and other organizations who want to know about emergency preparedness for their staff, because one key person, well, just say they're in a mall and they have a business in a mall, and the owner of the business comes back to work the next day, and the building next door caught, or the business next door caught on fire, and all the sprinklers went on and destroyed everything in their business. How are they going to recover? If there's a factory and people are working and something happens and somebody in the factory loses a family member and they're a key component to that factory, and they don't have anything in place for their family member that died, they're going to be gone for weeks. If there's a natural disaster, and I love to tell people that go to church this, because if there's a natural disaster in your town, your normal tendency would be to hunker down at home and take care of your own family and not reach out to the community when there's a need. If you have your home shelter in place kit with food, water, and supplies, and you have your documents safe and your family safe, then you'll be able to go reach out to the community, to people that aren't prepared. But for business owners, every single person in their business needs to have this kit in place, needs to have copies of all of the files, all of the forms filled out for every family member, so that they can take care of their family. If someone passes away, they'll be able to take care of their ohana. But in the same sense, then they will be able to come back to work.
Practical wisdom from Lori Eklund Long. She's the author of the book, My Life in a Box, and also The Next 48 Hours. You can find out more about her at aglpub.com, aglpub.com. Lori, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Danny. Can I give one more little plug to My Life in a Box?
Yes.
Okay. There's two websites, aglpub.com and then mylifeinabox.com, where you can get free advice in some of my crazy blogs on how to survive disasters. And that's the only difference. The mylifeinabox.com focuses on disaster preparedness and emergency preparedness, and there's a lot of free stuff there.
Oh, go and check that out, mylifeinabox.com. Dear one, I hope that you were not only encouraged, but equipped and inspired to take action by Lori Eklund Long. Again, aglpub.com or mylifeinabox.com. You can read her blogs there, get more free information. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. We love doing that. We do that each day. And you know, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've put a special presentation for you there. Proverbs 1:5 says, "Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Lori Eklund Long again. aglpub.com or mylifeinabox.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and the help of Suzanne Maurer and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.